Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
Remembering God's favor,
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned.
Greetings and welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, our radio listening audience. We have for you another beautiful discussion with Imam Shahid Shabazz. We pray that you will join us this morning. Give us your opinion. Speak out and express yourself. And God willing, inshallah, we will have some wonderful guests, wonderful imams again this morning to also for your enjoyment and to give you some of that beautiful, beautiful knowledge that you are seeking. We have a beautiful day here today. It's one of these sunny days. It's so pleasant, too. So we're going to really enjoy ourselves today and enjoy the company that we have and enjoy Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's discussion is faith without work is dead. Prophet Muhammad said work is worship. This world will not get better just by praying. Muslim people of the earth, faith in Allah is actually carrying out Allah's just and righteous cause. We have these religions today, more than ever in the history of the world, and the evil conditions are not getting any better. Because most people think of themselves as independent. Most people think they can do evil and get good results. People, you can have a happy and good life if you are sincere in faith in Allah. But people, you must understand that Allah's will is not our will. Most people are following their own false will, which is a false god. They seek only false pleasure and put their trust in only themselves or other people or material things. This is why the people of this world are destroying themselves and each other. Allah, the Almighty Creator, says in His last book of Revelation, which is the Quran, that He will never change the bad conditions of a people until they first change the bad conditions of their heart. So as you can see, we're going to have another beautiful and strong discussion this morning for you. We pray that you will sit back, listen, hope that you've called others to join us, and enjoy yourself. Those of you who have any comments, anything to say, please push the number one button. Push that number one button on your phone, and you will show up in our studio. And we would love to have your feedback. So join us this morning. Sit back, relax, as I bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. To the audience, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Very, very good introduction. Along with that introduction, we want to open with our prayer. Simply because, you know, the key to life is prayer. Sincere prayer and faith in the unseen creator of the heavens and the earth. Everything in the world is sustained by prayer. Almighty Allah, the Most High, say that every bird, when we hear the birds chirping in the morning before sunrise, He said each one of those birds knows its own mode of prayer and praise to Allah. Everything by its nature praises Allah. Everything, even the jinns, the Satan, the evil, even in it existing, it praises Allah too. Why? Because everything evil, it is a sign to the human being not to do evil, because you will get evil results. So even evil serves a good purpose. It teaches you how not to be evil and want to be good so you can live a good life. So with that said, we're open with the opening prayer of the Holy Quran, the final revelations of Allah for all humankind. I say humankind because most people in the human form in the body, they are not human beings. They are snakes, wolves. They are all kinds of things. Some of them are, the human being can take on the nature of everything in creation. That's the uniqueness about the human being. Before I open up with this beautiful prayer, the human being's life is not already set like the sun. It's going to shine like that from the beginning to the end. It can't deviate. The moon, a dog going to be a dog till it die. A cat. Everything in creation has its purpose, and it has its obligations and responsibilities, and it carries it out continuously without stopping. And not only do it carry out its obligations to its creator, but it rejoices in having the opportunity to be created to even do so. This is the nature of man and woman also. I want to open with this. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We just said with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the one creator of all people of the heavens and the earth, the one creator of all systems of knowledge, the one that has no beginning and no end. We ask him to guide us. We give him all praise. We ask him to guide us on his straight path. He created life straight, not crooked. You know, there's a saying, the easiest way to your destination is a straight way. So the easiest way for us back to heaven, to Allah, is being straight. What does straight mean in the sense of what this beautiful prayer? It means that you don't be a liar. When you think of crookedness, you think of a liar. A liar is a crooked person. They'll pretend one thing, but they mean another thing. Well, Allah don't accept that. So we ask us, Allah, to protect us from being of those who are crooked in their hearts and their intentions in life, who project good, but their intentions in their heart is for wrong, is for bad. We ask Allah to protect us, our Creator, from being of those, and we ask him to guide us on the path of those whom he has blessed with his grace and mercy to be sincere in their faith in him, who fear to displease Allah, who when they do wrong, it displeases them, and when they do good, it pleases them. And Allah said, when you like that, you are a true believer. We ask Allah to guide us on the path of those upon whom he has bestowed his grace and mercy, and protect us from being of those who go astray from his righteous and straight path that leads all the way back in the hereafter to his Jannah, his heaven, eternal heaven. Ameen. So with that said, we want to say, people, we're living in a world today, all around us, evil. All around us, evil. You got people, the majority of people, Muslims, beginning with you. They say they believe in God. They say they believe in the day of judgment and resurrection. They say they believe in, you know, fasting, praying, all of the virtues and all of the obligations that Almighty Allah has placed upon the human being, you got a lot of people, billions of people, saying they believe. Well, one thing, how can you tell if a person really truly believes in a creator, Allah, the creator, their creator of everybody? How can you tell if they believe in him or not? Is it through their talking? No. It is through their conduct. It's through their actions. How do you know the sun is the sun by the sun shining? Sister just said, the sun down here, the sun is shining beautiful. It's a pleasant day. So we know that this is something that's happening, and the sun is not going to stop shining until it's time for it to set, and then the moon come in. Everything in creation operates by divine law. By divine, we mean the spiritual law of Allah. And as a result, we see, she said, a beautiful day. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, the last prophet of Allah, he said, Allah is beauty. So when we look at ourselves and we look at the world and we say, oh, man, the mountains are so beautiful, and you can see the colors in the mountains, they black, white, red. And you say, wow, Allah is the greatest artist. He is the only artist in the world. And you look at how what he in his art, he called his creation his artistry. That means he have, like an artist, he have drew a beautiful, he have created his creation in a beautiful picture for us. But this picture that he created, it speaks to us. I was sharing with someone the other day in the word universe, universal, you got unity and you got verse. So what does universal mean? It allows a universal law for all people and all creation. Universal means the unity of the creator, and verse means he's speaking to you. When in the Quran or in the revelations of Allah, the Creator, a verse, me, or ayat, it is Allah said he's speaking to us. And when Allah first spoke his final revelations, the Imam said Friday to the angel, sent the angel Jibril, peace be upon him, to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon both of them, he sat down. He revealed the first revelation he revealed to Prophet Muhammad was Ikri. We don't have to go on a whole lot of Arabic. Islam is not Arabic, no way. Islam is common sense. It's good sense and self-respect and respect for Allah and respect for Allah's creation. So why am I saying this? Because people have made, and most Muslims too, our faith complicated by doing what they want to do and adding in their own bid'ah innovations into what Allah said the Creator have obligated us to do. So now, the angel Jibril, getting back to the angel Jibril, peace be upon him, the archangel of Allah, he said, Ikra, read. And Prophet Muhammad was a man in this day and time, we would say somebody who didn't have a formal education, okay? But the man had intelligence. The real education is not the formal education you get out of books. It's the education you learn through the creation of Almighty God and your experiences and traveling through the creation of Allah and all his signs in his creation. He has signs inside of us and signs outside of us. And all his signs point to Allah. It points to the unity of the one that created all of this. And we don't see creation out of order either. Everything is in order. Them trees out there, they're in order. They're not jumping up trying to switch places with each other. The only part of Allah's creation that's out of order is people. Why? Because the sister said it earlier, most people, Allah say, think of themselves as self-sufficient. They say they believe in Allah. They say they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, and all this old kind of stuff, giving all false names to Almighty God. But in essence, Allah said, even in those who say they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in Yahweh or whoever they want to call their God, he say, on the day of judgment, it will be told to them by the real creator, Allah, that you weren't worshiping those things. You was worshiping yourself. You just named them things, and you just pointed to them things as being to worship. But really, in reality, you chose yourself over me, because if you worship me, you couldn't have worshiped nothing in my creation. It would have been all my worship, because all worship and praise is due to me. And now, during the lifetime of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, in the place called the Kaaba, and we had people just made the pilgrimage of Hajj to Mecca. I'm looking at a big sign in this house here near Mecca, and the Kaaba is in the middle. And Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ishmael, peace be upon both of those great prophets of Allah and all his prophets and messengers, they built this house as a center of worship for all people in the world. And you have millions of people going there each year, more than any other religion pilgrimage they make. You have more Muslims going to Mecca each year to make this Hajj in commemoration of the Father Ibrahim, who is the founding father of Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and all religions. Allah said he made Prophet Abraham to be the imam, the leader in spirituality and spiritual guidance for all the nations of the world, and his children too. That's right. So you cannot say you believe in Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, any of the prophets, if you don't acknowledge Prophet Abraham as being the one that you put first. And Prophet Allah says in the Quran that he made Prophet Ibrahim, he was a friend. He said he was his Khalil, his friend. And I don't need no friend. Why did he say that? Because this man, this is so beautiful. Most people don't do this, even most Muslims. This man sincerely searched the world. I did this as a little boy, too. He sincerely, and throughout my life, but even as a little boy, he sincerely searched the world. He pondered. He looked like Prophet Muhammad. He looked at the world and things in the world and in the heaven. And he was trying to find, because in his last time, Prophet Abraham, people worship idols like they do today. History just repeats itself. Ain't nothing new under the sun. And even his father worshiped idols. And he's the one that he's the first one. He searched the whole world and studied all creation and looked at the nature of creation, the creation of Allah, and he's seen how the nature of creation was what? Temporary. It come and it goes. The sun rise, it set. The moon come out, it go away. And he's seen the things die. And even one man trying to be smart, like most people today, beginning with the Muslim, want to be smart in religion, want to argue with him. And our Prophet Abraham told him, say, Allah or the Creator is the one that created life and death. So this man trying to be smart, acting really ignorantly, stupid, just stupid, like most people today. He said, I create life and death, meaning, you know, you people, they say, my child, my children. And you ain't got no children. You ain't created no child. Allah create, he is the creator of all life. So Prophet Ibrahim, he let him get away with it. He thought he got away. So Prophet Ibrahim said, Allah is the one that make the sun rise from the east. Do you make the sun rise from the west? If you're a God, you can do that, right? The man looked at stupid. He was stupid. He looked at very dumbfounded. That's the word I want, dumbfounded. Dumb and stupid. Can't nobody be the creator but the creator. So Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, is the one that established the oneness of the creator for all people in the world. He's the one that Allah blessed to do that for all times. That's right. And Allah even speaks of him in heaven and say, in heaven, he's going to be one of those closest to him. And then after Prophet Ibrahim's time, the people went, the whole world went back into spiritual darkness and started worshiping what? Idols all over again. Until the coming of the last prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah. And the next last prophet of Allah, he sealed his prophethood and his revelation. No more revelation to come to people. No more prophet to come to humankind. If they didn't follow the Quran, which was the revelations of all the prophets and all the messengers, they would indeed be cut off from their creator, and they would not go back home in his heaven, but they would go to the hell fire that he had prepared for those who reject faith in him, the unseen creator, and they worship things they see, mostly themselves, as an idol god, false god. You got women around here calling themselves goddesses. You got men around here calling themselves gods. I'll be out working sometime, and I have on my Islamic dress, and people will call me a black god. Say, hey, God. I don't pay them no attention because I know they're ignorant. I don't scold them. I don't argue with them. It's not necessary. I know I ain't no god. If that's what they want to be, then let them deal with the real God. He going to get them straight and let them know who he is. I know surely I ain't no God. And anybody out there that's Muslim, Christian, Jew, believe in any religion that do believe in a creator and say you are trying to serve your creator, the most important concern in this part of my talk is the day of resurrection and judgment. If you don't believe seriously in the day of resurrection and judgment, when you're going to be arose from your dead grave in a new world, the world of Allah, a completely new world for judgment, you might as well not even say you believe in God at all. You might as well just continue to add more crazy and wickedness in your life because Allah don't accept your faith. Why? Because you can't do right if you don't fear that you're going to be accountable for it. Even committing crimes in this world, you don't want to get caught by the law. Why? Because you don't want to go to jail. Well, the jail that Allah got for you for committing crimes is called hell. And a lot of brothers have said jail and prison is like hell. They got a point, but it ain't nothing like the hell in the hereafter that people, you Muslim, Christian, Jews, and people that say you believe in Allah, and those of you all who don't believe in a creator, you best prepare yourselves. And this is a final warning to you all that the day of judgment, Allah says, approaching fast. People are dying fast. And even if you don't believe sincerely that you're going to have to be accountable to your creator, why take a chance? Because he said once you die, your fate is sealed. You going to heaven or hell. And it's all going to be based on what Allah say, your book of deeds. He give everybody a record. Even in the court system, yes, based on the court system of Allah, everybody got a record. And when you commit a crime, the judge, before he passed sentence on you, he look at your record to see how much evil you done done and how much good you done and what type of evil you done. And what type of good you done before he passed sentence on you. That's the same way Allah is doing us now. And the final judgment to determine where you're going to spend eternity, that's in the hereafter at the final day of resurrection and judgment. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. Thank you. Our radio listening audience, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And he's doing, as usual, a wonderful job of bringing to you the broadcast today. I want to thank Allah for blessing beautiful brothers this morning and the beautiful message that he's constantly bringing to us each Sunday morning to remind us people that we're on a journey here. We're on a journey. We're not here forever, and we own nothing, and we are nobody. We cannot sit and try to worship one another. and think that we're getting somewhere and doing something. And a good example of that is, unfortunately, Bill Cosby. And that's the talk of the day now, what has happened to him. Of course, we know that they finally put him in jail for what he was supposed to have done to these women, for assaulting and raping them. But however, we also know that even though that was wrong, that it was wrong for everyone, the president especially, and those he chooses as members of his cabinet. It's definitely wrong for them. But they are not considering them at all, and they did worse than what Bill Cosby did. So this goes to show you that you cannot worship man. Man is not your God. At the time that Bill Cosby did this, it was a thing. All men, the average one, especially in a big position, and they're going to let you know what to expect from these men if you wanted a big position. You expected to be molested. That was the way of the time that Bill Cosby was in. So he was not the only one. Anybody in a big position, any doctors, lawyers even, anybody in politics, anybody that was in show business, actors, actresses, all these people of so-called high position, they were all doing what Bill Cosby did. The men were, and we know that. We know it as a fact, and they let us know it. I remember when I was just starting college then, and they had these pages, they called them. They let teenagers come for summer jobs and work in the White House, work on the Hill, and all in the Capitol and everything. But they also said that these teenagers were being molested by the people in high positions. These teenagers, they said nothing about it. All of this happened. This is during the time of Bill Cosby and all. But they chose who? A black man. Cosby, to use an example of evil, when the evil started long before him. As we know that. It's been evil all at the whole while in America. This is what America was built on, the blood and evil of our people. Yet people, they want us to look down on our own people when we, and not look down on anyone else, see them as gods, the untouchable. So we see the evilness of this world that we are living in today. And we see what happens when we choose other than the Creator, the Almighty God Allah, as the God over us. And try to be God like that person. So when I'm thinking now, so he's bringing home the reality of the time we're living in, why things are happening as they are happening today. Also, we have here a lot of people who listened in today. I see most of them have not been here that long, but I will try someone to see if they might want to comment. That would be the 336-4090-792. I believe it's a beautiful brother that we have. Imam Abdul Kareem, is that him?
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Walaikum assalam.
Walaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah, walaikum assalam, Imam Saeed. Inshallah. So even if I tune in late, I catch you on a roll, and it's just I just like to sit back and listen. Alhamdulillah. How's everybody doing this morning?
Everybody's good, man. It's a blessing to be alive, Imam, and it's a blessing to know your Lord. You know, like we always suffer. It's a blessing to know your Lord, because most people don't know their Creator and how good He is. You know, and to know His goodness is the greatest blessing of all. I'm through.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. One of the programs that I wanted to do at the county jail today when I was there was to learn some of the names of Allah, because it said, you know, the Prophet said that we can learn 99 names of Allah, even though Allah has many, many names. There's 99 of them in particular that if we learn those names, you know, it's one of those things that we could do to get a seat in paradise just by knowing those names and the meanings of those names and knowing that those particular attributes of Allah. And it is, like you just said, Imam, one of the biggest blessings is to know your Lord. And one way to get closer and closer to your Lord is the more you know about him. If you
That's
love
right.
somebody, if you love somebody, the more you know about them, the more you love them. You know, the more you're
That's
able
right.
to, you know, be in tune with them, to understand what they're saying when they say a sentence. When I didn't know you, Imam Shahid Shabazz, you know, I might think from the outside, man, this guy is just mad or rough or mean or this or that, right? Because I didn't know you, you know. And you're,
that's right.
You know, you
that's
might
right.
come off one way or another. Then you get to know him. You're like, man, this guy fears Allah. This guy don't fear much at all, but Allah. and you know, and that's just it's a blessing. So anybody who you claim to love, you know, you got many kids who got that ear pod in their ear 24/7 because they love Beyonce or they love, you know, her husband Jay-Z, or they love some other,
right.
you know, some football player or something. They love LeBron James. If they love him, they know all his stats. They know when LeBron is going to be here or there. If Beyonce's coming to town, they know it a month in advance because they're on the email list or some program list. Because they get to know the people who they that in tune with. I'm sure Michael Jackson's fan club was, you know, probably bigger than any one of those that I mentioned just now. You know,
absolutely.
And those folks, yeah, and they knew him. So if you love your Lord, and more of us, all of us, must love and fear our Lord if we want His paradise. I mean, He gave us His earth. I mean, He gave us His earth. He gave us the water to drink, the air to breathe, eyes to see, hands to feel. He gave us all of that just on GP, just on His love, just to show us,
that's right.
hey, I love you. Here's everything you need to survive. Nobody did that for you. Like you mentioned, you didn't have a baby. If you think you made the baby, then do you know? Then show me. Tell me what your next baby is going to be, girl, boy. How tall it's going to be, what their background is. Go ahead and tell me. You can't tell me. Make the sun rise from the west instead of the east. You know, you can't do those things because Allah just showed us He loves us. He is everything you need to survive.
That's right.
And some people are going to have it real easy. Some people might have it a little tougher. But here's everything you need. Now show me you love me. And to get to learn to know your Lord, knowing His names, His attributes, just some of them. You might not have be able to learn 99, even though you could learn 99 of Jay-Z songs in a heartbeat, or you can learn 99
exactly.
players for the NBA or 99 NFL
yes.
players. Allah's saying you got all your life to learn 99 of my names to get
That's
closer
right.
to me, you know? And if we can do that, I mean, most of us know Rahman and Rahim, and that just shows you something right there. We know the name Allah, and we know Rahman and Rahim because it's in some of the shorter surahs that we recite more often, and those are just mercy. So Allah made it so easy for us to know, hey, if you're only going to know a couple of names, you're going to know Rahman, which is the entirely merciful. That means I gave you a whole planet without you even asking for it, and Rahim. That means the especially merciful. That means for that brother, that sister right there with their forehead on the ground, only for my sake, I got a special blessing for you. So those names
right.
are easy, but there's so many other ones. You know, there's 97 or 96 other names that Allah wants us to get familiar with, to familiarize ourselves with, to know those attributes, to know the difference between me giving somebody a loaf of bread or a sandwich and Allah giving me the means to give somebody the loaf of bread or the sandwich and then blessing that person with the loaf of bread or the sandwich because it's not me. Without
That's right.
Allah, I can't do good or bad. Without Allah, I can't do anything without Allah's permission. So Allah gave
That's
me
right.
a whole planet and said, be evil or be good. It's your choice. But you're going to answer to me. And these reminders, you saying, know your Lord, and I'm sitting here, my sorry butt probably could barely rattle off 10 names of Allah, 10 attributes of my Lord who created me, who sustains me, who gave me every drop of water that I ever drank and every dollar that I ever spent. And I could barely name 10 of His names, but I could rattle off NBA players till the next prayer comes in. you know. So my sorry behind needs to hear it more, and you know, and it's just appreciation knowing that, and I'm going to work on knowing my Lord, because being Muslim is just the first step. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And just want to say briefly, thank you very much, brother Imam Abdul Kareem. As you say, there's a saying too, briefly, that you can't know a book by reading the cover of the book. You got to open the book up, and then you begin to learn. So that's similar to what we're saying. You can't know Allah just by talking about Allah. You got to actually get acquainted with Allah. Allah says in the Quran, He says He speaks to us, the human being, in our intellect, intelligence. So if you don't read the Quran, how can you get to know Allah? And not just read. See, a lot of people, most Muslims, they're playing a deadly game with their soul. Reading is not just reading and calling on the Arabic tutor. Imam gave a beautiful Kutbah Friday here where we go, Imam. And but you know, it's your conduct. Imam stressed that Allah going to judge you based on what you're doing down there on earth, not just because you can rattle off my beautiful words in the Quran, but and also Prophet Muhammad said, I just want to emphasize this briefly. He said Allah is beautiful. You hear people talking about they beautiful. I know lots of Muslim women say they queen. I'm beautiful. Now you even got a lot of men. They want to be women and they're trying to figure out they beautiful. And you got people down here calling you God. Like I said, I've got some time and I'm dressed and on my clothes, put my flannel on, my coat and everything. And some people, the guys that call me, they call themselves 2% nation or the nation of Islam, call you black gods. So why are you going to get mad when the white man say he is a white god? And give you a book with a white Jesus, a white God, when you calling yourself a black God. Now, which God you? Which God created the heavens and earth? A black God or a white God?
Wa alaikum salam, wa barakatuh. And both of them will be dragged on their face to the fire if they really believe that they're God. You know,
that's right.
If you really believe that you God, then do something that God's going to do. Create something out of nothing. Nobody
That's
can
right.
do it. You can't. Like Nobody. You said last week, you can't get back what a fly takes from you when he lands on you. How are you going to say you got? You eat, you drink, you pass, you defecate, you get rid of it. How are you going to say you got? God that's unbefitting of a God, you know, that has
That's
to
right.
eat, drink, and burp, and rest, and sleep. And those are human qualities. You know,
yes.
Allah, the creator of heaven and earth, doesn't get tired. He doesn't have to rest and sleep and have a sip of water. And he created water.
No.
He created water for us. You know, Allahu
yes.
Akbar. I had a karate instructor, and I know, Imam, that you know, are into the martial arts too. And this was way back when I was learning, you know, the martial arts. And I got to a certain level, and he said, now you could learn karate. Like you have to wait till the black belt. First degree, just to learn. He says, "Now I can teach you karate." I said, what were we doing before? What were you teaching
That's
me
right.
before? I was getting hit and thrown
yes.
around and slammed all over the place.
Yes,
kicking
yes.
and stretching. Right. So you just at the front door when you accept that you have a creator, and that he's sustaining you, and that he's protecting you and giving you what you need. You just at the front door. You haven't qualified yourself to enter his paradise. Only
nope.
his mercy, only by gaining his mercy is going to allow that. And you could buy all the food you want and feed all the poor people you want. And if your heart ain't in the right place, your good deeds are going to result in particles of scattered dust on your
That's
scale.
Right.
You got a scale that Allah has enumerated everything, and he's going to put your good deeds on one side and your bad deeds on the other side and determine where you're going to go. And you're not going to be able to deny anything because Allah is so just, so fair, and so righteous that when he puts it in front of your face, you're not going to be able to deny anything. So your good deeds, you could build a hospital and cure cancer. If you did it because you want your name on the side of that building and everybody to know that you the man, then everybody's going to know that you the man, but don't ask Allah for his paradise. Everybody could clap
for
you every time you walk into a building. They could all clap and stand up and say, you the man, that's your reward. Don't ask Allah to say you the man, because Allah is going to tell you that you the man. Allah is going to say, that building, that cure, that good deed you did, on the scale for me, it's like a particle of scattered dust, because you didn't do it to please me. You did it to please the people. You can't go in to work at McDonald's and expect Burger King to give you a paycheck. You can't go in to work at McDonald's and then go over to Chick-fil-A and say, hey, you pay $12 an hour. McDonald's only pays $9 an hour. I worked 40 hours at McDonald's, but I want Chick-fil-A. I want you guys to pay me. They're going to say, you don't work here. Okay? You didn't do
anything
for us. Right? You didn't flip a piece of chicken or take out the fries for us. You did that for McDonald's. Go to McDonald's and get your pay. And that's what's going to happen here on earth. You did that for the people. Go to the people and get your pay. Did those people sustain you? Did those people took care of you? Okay, go to them and get your pay. Don't come to Allah and say, oh, I deserve paradise. I cured cancer. Well, you cured cancer for the people. Okay, so go
that's
the people
right.
who got cured, go ask them to take care of you. You know, and we
that's
don't
right.
want to be in that position. That's the most bankrupt position that you could be in. Prophet warned us about that. You want to be bankrupt? You want to see somebody who's bankrupt? Who is that, Prophet? Who is that, Prophet of Allah? Is it the person that doesn't have any dollars or any cents, who's broke, who lost his car, who got repoed? No. The person who's bankrupt, the person who's bankrupt, who's really broke, is the person who thinks he did a lot of good deeds and may have done a lot of good deeds, but he did all those deeds to please the people, and now on his scale with God, the Lord of the world, the creator of the heaven and earth, the 99 names, whose attributes we wish we could learn, who we're trying to learn. That Lord, you didn't put anything on the scale with him, so now you're bankrupt. You don't have any good deeds on the scale with Allah. You are bankrupt. I don't care if you cured cancer. I don't care if you fed every homeless person from here to Missouri. You don't have anything on his scale. You never put your forehead on the ground once to pray to him, to worship him. You don't have anything on his scale. You are bankrupt and you are a loser. May Allah make us not among the losers or among the bankrupt in his favor. Ameen.
Well said. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, our radio listening. I guess it's time for a reminder now, brothers, that we are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday at 12 o'clock. And as you can see from the beautiful discussion that we're having today, our discussion is faith without work is dead. Prophet Muhammad said work is worship. So people, we can identify with that because we have lots of comments on that today about how people are professing faith, lip professing, but you don't see them doing anything else. We're talking about what they do, what they want to do, what they're going to do, and complaining about what others are doing. So we have to get together, people. You can't serve Allah without work. You can't serve Allah without reaching out into the community with a sincere heart, as the brother said. Not one to please the people, but one to please the Creator and for his pleasure, and serve the people with sincerity of heart, with caring. We go out and give what we can give. It doesn't always have to be money. In most cases, it's not the money that counts. So we give of ourselves in whatever way, with all the blessings and the gifts that Allah has given to us. Use those talents, use those skills, and go out and share them with others. This is what we mean, people. And I see here that we now do have two other people who have been on for a while. So let's give them an opportunity to express themselves. The first number is 202-655-9584. 202-655-9584. I'm not able to bring that number in for some reason. But we do have, I seem to have lost that number here, not the switchboard. I pushed on it, and now I've lost the switchboard altogether. Here, I do have it on my computer. Let me check for 1 minute here and see if I can get this name from my computer. For some reason, it was, okay, they're all back on now. Let's see if I can bring this person up. All right.
Sorry.
Can you hear us? Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
My name is Rashid Shabazz. I don't call from Milwaukee, D.C. Salaam alaikum.
Walaikum
salaam.
Alhamdulillah. What's up, man? I just want to say, man, alhamdulillah, man. I was just sitting here. You and the brother, man, y'all got like that 100%, man. Alhamdulillah. Just thank a lot to y'all, man. I could say a whole lot, but I ain't going to take up all the time. But mainly like what the topic is about faith without work. And that's so true, and I could just testify in so many ways, like, and I just want to say, mainly, man, I just ask that all the believers just pray for me, man, Rashid Shabazz, and I need it, man, and inshallah, man, I want to get back on the right path and strive, because I know, and I truly do want to make the paradise, like, in my heart, I want what's right, but I just continue to let this dunya or just be weak in areas where I know I shouldn't be weak, so I'm just in the same, man, alhamdulillah, salam alaykum for all the believers.
Walaikum salam, and that was my son, if everybody don't know, my only son, and his name is Rashid, Rashid Shahid Shabazz, and he have a good heart. I know that Allah bless him to come from a mother and a father, me, and at that time when he was born, we was practicing Islam so much, we was going all over the United States, basically all up and down the Northeast Coast from Atlanta all the way up to Philly, Philadelphia, spreading Islam, putting pamphlets saying La ilaha illallah on people's cars and billboards and all over Washington, D.C., metropolitan area. And so this child, this young man was born not only with a mother and father practicing Islam, but working in the cause of Allah. See, you understand, Allah says, save yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is human beings and stones, which is prepared for those who reject faith in Allah and do not go forth in the cause of Allah and spend of their goods, their person, and your goods in the cause of Allah. So you see, how did Prophet Muhammad and them, prayers and peace be upon him and all the Sahabas, may Allah be pleased with them, how were they successful? They lived only to please Allah. They lived, they went out, and how did they please Allah? The greatest thing they loved doing is what I love doing, and all the sincere Muslim believers in the world today, that is in the cause of going out, working in the cause of Allah, like the sister and the brother was saying, helping people. You know, that is the biggest thing I was sharing with the calls earlier. Allah say in a time of deprivation, when the wicked government like America and the wicked and oppressive governments of the world are 99% of the people poor, 1% rich. He said when they oppress the people like this, he say you give food in a day of privation to his people with the intent to please him, he'll guarantee you paradise. He's not just talking about physical food, but most importantly, you cannot be oppressed if you know your Lord. And this government and the governments of the world, they strive and they get to go to New York and every year. It's called the United Nations, and they unite as nations to keep the people in there all over the world oppressed with falsehood, with ignorance, so they can control the people. And this is where Allah says in the Quran, Satan threatens the people with poverty. They try to keep the people in poverty, and knowing that they got to live, they got to eat, they got to have natural, the basic the essentials of life, so they take all of it themselves, so the people will commit all kinds of crime. Then they lock them up and put them on modern-day plantations, have them working for nothing, making them more millions and billions. So it's all a deadly game that this government is playing and all the rest of them, and it's finished soon come to they finna soon get a rude awakening because they finna be all destroyed like their predecessors in the past, like Pharaoh, the Thamud, the Aid people. These were greater civilizations than America, than China, and all the civilizations we got our nation today. And Allah said they are evil results and oppression of his people, brought his wrath on them, and they were wiped off his planet. Allah don't change. He's getting ready to do that to them. But I want to say to you personally, Rashid, and all the believers, the only way you're going to, you know, keep evil, Allah said the greatest power or force we have in life, Allah said, is the remembrance of Allah. So Allah said, when a thought of evil assail your mind, bring Allah to remembrance, like the man was saying. Call his attributes, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, he rubbed your eye on me. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. I'm stuck for Allah. Allah, forgive me. I didn't mean that. And Allah said, when your bad deeds displease you and your good deeds pleases you, son, then you're a true believer. And Allah said, remember me and I remember you. So if you're sincere, and Prophet Muhammad in my last statement said, religion is sincerity. And if you're sincere in your faith in Allah and you don't forget Allah, let me say this right here. When a thought of evil come to your mind, the police came to my house yesterday for an incident. And they was Caucasian, and they was talking to me real nasty and everything. And I didn't open my mouth because they wanted a confrontation. Allah said, don't say nothing. I got you. So the police, the head, he said, talked to me. And talking to me real nasty, and like I'm some little bitty child or something. So I said, sir, I've heard you now. And I said, I didn't interrupt you, and I didn't disrespect you in any way. So I'm due that same respect as a human being because you got on a badge and a suit that don't make you better than me. We both are human beings. And he agreed. He said, yeah, you're right. And he shut up, and he listened at me. So what I'm saying is that, you know, good gonna always overpower evil. But if you just, you know, plan and you're talking about you love Allah, you can't, like Brother Mamadou Kareem said, if you love Allah, you want to please Allah. You don't want to do things that displease Allah. If you love somebody, you don't want to hurt them. You want to do things to please them. Is that not right?
Yep. Yes, sir, you are.
And Prophet Muhammad said in my conclusion, he said 1,400 years ago to all the Muslim men, then and now and forever, till there's no more human beings on the planet. He said, of all of you all in my ummah, my community, Muslim community, he said, the best of you men are the best, those who are best to their families. And he said, I'm the best to my family. So this is to let us know that if we want to be successful, follow the Quran sincerely. And like the imam said, learn the attributes of Allah. I got them right here on my wall. As a matter of fact, I can rattle off the attributes of Allah. Because like he said, well, they putting the time on most people, Muslims too, and LeBron and getting rich and all that stuff. I put my time into trying to get to Jannah, get back to heaven. And I study. I put my time in reading. When I'm at home, I'm reading the Quran. I'm studying the attributes of Allah. I'm making special prayers to Allah. I'm making extra prayers. And then when he blessed me to go out into society, I'm doing extra good. You understand? So, you know, if you want Allah, you want Allah to help you, you got to obey Allah. Allah said obedience is better than sacrifice. Like the imam said, you can sacrifice, have $1 trillion, build 30 masjids in the world, And that's a great sacrifice, and all that money. But if your intention was to please Allah on the day of judgment, like the imam said, on your scale, decide that don't get you into heaven with Allah, you got nothing on that side. Because your intention was what? To please yourself and to get people to be pleased with you. Say, oh, yeah, Shaheed, Rashid, oh, man, they'd be a 10 masjids. Well, you didn't build them for Allah, the pleasure of Allah, for people to come to worship Allah. You build them so the people will talk and worship, praise you. So you go to hellfire for that. So I'm through. That's all I wanted to say to you, son.
Yes, sir. Well, I just want to say I love you, dad, man. Every time I hear you talk, man, I already know you got a lot of knowledge. You smart, man. I look up to you. You know you're my role model, not just be my father because you're a great Muslim. And, like, man, you just always bring something extra or give me something. Just stay more humble. to not give up, man. Know that Allah is always going to be great to you. And I just got to strive more and be obedient to Allah. And I'm just saying, alhamdulillah.
Well, and so, and one more thing I want to say.
So good hearing from you. So good hearing from you, Rashid. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about not long ago. I have your name on my messenger list, and I was thinking about sending some information. I thought, oh, well, I probably won't reach him with it. But I am so glad to hear you back with us and coming back on the right course. You know, we all, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. We all get searching and struggling to find our way and stay on the right path. But every now and then we get off on that crooked path for one reason or another. But the big thing is making it back to the right path and plan that we stay on it. And we don't get off again. So that's what it's all about.
Yes, ma'am. I love you too.
And always remember this, nothing be the failure but a try. You keep trying to do right, Allah will not let you fail.
Okay.
He will not let you fail. You know, you know, I was taught that as a little boy. And like I said, as a little boy, I've done a lot of wrong as a teenager, even as a Muslim, as the Imam. That's what I love about him so much, Imam Abdul Karim. He's so humble, and even when he speaks of himself, it's nothing praising, nothing he done. He don't even want it known, and he said, you know, my fifth self, and he's not telling no lie. See, he being true, but all of us are filthy rags before Allah. The only one clean and pure, is Allah. Allah said all the bad that happened and evil that happened, it comes from us. So all we are is evil people. Without Allah, all we are, all of us, are evil people. We ain't nothing but evil jinn spirits running around here, spreading evil all over the world and destroying ourselves and our human family. That's all we are. So we, I'm through. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, it's my time. Excuse me for interrupting, Imam Shabazz. I want to try to give the brother another chance here. He hasn't spoken for a while, and that's Imam, of course, you know, Abdul Karim. We want to give him another chance if he has a word or two that he would like to say. Imam Karim. Imam Abdul Karim. Can you hear me?
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam, yes, sir. I didn't know whether you might have another comment this time.
No, mashallah. Really, I was listening, and I had the mute button pushed, and my phone went back dark, so I forgot that I had it pushed. But I was saying salams and commenting a lot. Just, you know, I just didn't want it to interrupt the conversation that was going on, but alhamdulillah, and you know, young Shabazz sounds like his heart is in the right place, and it's alhamdulillah to be able to raise your children to understand Islam and to understand that there's a creator of the heaven and earth, and that everything don't just happen by accident. You know, like it's not just we're just gonna go along here and we don't have to answer to anything. You know, it's a alhamdulillah, it's a mercy, and for the younger people that are listening, and there might be other younger people that are listening, or people that are new and just might have tuned in, because, you know, I've told people to dial in, and you never know if they're dialed in, if they're listening or not. But we have a creator, we have a Lord, and he put everything here for us, and then the shaitan, who is the enemy of mankind, who is just the enemy of mankind. He's a jinn. He's not a human. He's a jinn. And he's the enemy of mankind. And his job is to make all of us think that the evil that we're doing is okay. His job is make all of us think that we're going to run out of money if we don't go get some more by any way necessary. His job is to make us think that we're going to go broke if we have a child. So we have to, you know, abort the child or do some other evil. And that's his job, and his only job is with a whisper. He don't have no control over anybody on this phone, anybody on this planet, except by a whisper. But we all know, if you watch boxing long enough, if your only tool is a good jab, that jab will take you real far. If that's all you got, you can work. I seen Roy Jones one time after the fight. He said he had broke his hand or something on playing basketball. and he jabbed that kid to he won the fight. This was before he had that fall from grace or whatever. But, you know, if that's all you got, and all the Shaitan has is a whisper on us. But that whisper is so timely that it could feel very powerful when he's telling you, do this evil deed, nobody's watching. Go ahead and get that money. Don't worry about it. You need it. You're going to go broke if you don't have it. Do this sin. You know, he, that's his job, just to whisper. And, of course, since we've got our own desires, our own cardinal animalistic desires that we need to tame down, it's easy for him to whisper. It's like pushing a ball down the hill. It don't take a whole bunch of effort to push a ball down the hill. But as Muslims, as believers, we got to push the ball up the hill. Because if you're in the United States of America in 2018, and I got a lot of background noise right now, I'm not sure if that's my phone or not. But if you're here in the U.S., you're pushing the ball uphill because it's summertime down here, and you know nobody's got clothes on, and everything on the TV and on the internet is telling you that you want to be like somebody else that you're not. And if that's the goals that we have, if that's what we're looking for, then we're surely not focused on the 99 names of Allah. We're surely not focused on the sustainer, the protector, the provider. We can't even have those names anywhere near our vocabulary or anywhere near moistening our tongue with the names of Allah if all we focused on is the dunya, the streets, what's outside the window, what's outside the windshield. Because the Shaitan is running all of that. He's making that seem like the most important thing that we could ever want. Is whatever jeans that girl got on, or whatever clothes that mannequin in the window has on. And all that stuff is so unimportant in the reality. I mean, we need clothes, we need food, we need sustenance. But in the big game, in the big picture, it's all a facade. It's all fake. It's all smoke and mirrors.
That's all it is.
Work. It's all it is. It takes work and belief in order to please Allah. You can't just sit there and give lip service and say, I'm pleasing Allah, and you can't not have the belief and fake like you have it in your heart and just talk that stuff in front of other Muslims or other believers and then not practice it yourself. This deen takes work, effort, and it takes a strong belief in your Creator, who we need to get to know as well as possible so that we could try, just try, to be closer to him, all right? If marry, and I'm going to leave on this, maybe one or two points. Mary, the mother of Isa, mother of Jesus, has a chapter in the Quran named after her. So just, you know, so we know just from the gate that women are a precious thing for us. Mary, one of the five best women to ever walk on the planet.
That's right. Allah be pleased with her.
She was, may Allah be pleased with her. She had to give birth alone to a baby. So none of that, the pregnant women now have that little thing they can push with their thumb to give them more pain reliever. I forgot what it's called. You know, she didn't have no modern pain relievers or anything. She gave birth to a baby by herself out in the middle
That's
of the
right.
forest, in the middle of the woods.
That's right.
And then she asked Allah, begged Allah, please, this is too much for me. Just give me some relief, of course, in better words than that. And Allah told Mary to kick the ground, get some water, and to shake the base of a date palm tree so that some dates would fall, so she'd have some fresh ripe fruit and she'd have some water. Now, if Mary is in the middle of the forest by herself, and she still has to shake the base of a date palm tree to get some dates, all of us got to work. We got to do some kind of work. You can't sit there and expect anything to happen because Allah could have just sent a breeze down to blow the tree and make some dates fall. And if me,
That's
the
right.
imam, and his son, and everybody who was at Juma yesterday hit the base of a date palm tree, we would barely be able to get a date to fall. Those dates are, a date palm tree is a solid tree, and those dates aren't like apples that just, when they get real ripe, they just fall off like that. you know, you got to pluck them puppies off of there.
That's right.
Okay? So if a pregnant woman in the middle of a forest has to shake a date, hit the base of a date palm tree, of course Allah made it easy for her to do. But if she still got to work, if Moses to cross the Red Sea when Pharaoh, when a whole army is coming down on his back, and he took his whole group of Jews to the edge of a river where they stuck, you can't go nowhere. Allah could have just made the water solid for him and said, just walk across. But he still had to hit it with his stick. You got to do something. You have to do something every time, no matter what. Allah's mercy is waiting right on the other side of your effort. But you're always going to have to do work or put in some kind of effort to get the mercy of Allah. You're not going to just sit back and be a fully capable man, capable of walking, standing up, all of this, and think you're going to just lay on your backside and Allah is going to just bless you with everything. You have to do work. And for the younger generation, it's tough, man. You know, I dropped my daughter off at high school. If the girls wore that when I was going to high school, I'd be in even more trouble. So I'm like, what in the heck are y'all wearing? Whose parents let you out the house with that? You got to be kidding me. So you have to do more work. It's an uphill. You're pushing the ball uphill just to be good.
That's right.
Be good. So know up front that you got work to do. I know up front we got work to do. And I know I'm sorry. And I got more work to do. So, you know, the reminder and the knowing that you got your brothers and your sisters to give you a word of encouragement when you slack off, and knowing that you got a Lord, a creator that forgives you when you make those mistakes and you slip and fall, no matter how many times you slip and fall, as long as you come back to him and ask him to forgive you, that just makes it so much easier to try to earn his mercy.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Very beautiful. Well said, Imam Abdul Kareem. Really appreciate you. And, you know, the job that Allah is blessing me and you both to do with the youngsters in prison and outside also. I go out in the streets and talk to the youngsters, and they have so much high respect for both of us. We have to learn that the power to keep evil away from us, as you were just saying, and the power for Allah to help us is in obeying Allah. You know, obedience is Allah said discipline and obedience are essential, are necessary to serve him. The men you both took up the martial arts. Now, before you're right, you get to the black belt, what you're doing, you're going through a training. Yeah, so we wondering, okay, and it seemed like you ain't going to never get to the black belt. I mean, it seemed like you, many times I wanted to quit at a yellow belt. I mean, you know, the guy used to take my leg and tie a string around it and pull it all the way up over the door. I mean, you know, all your muscles stretching. Put me on the floor, we sit down together, push both of my legs always straight out to the side. This type thing. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is that Allah, this is something I wrote down. I just want to share briefly with you all before the program closes. Allah revealed to me that everything he created is created to work and give back to the goodness of Allah for the betterment of all creation. When things don't work, they die. Life is in giving love to all Allah's creation. When we people don't do this, we will surely die. And this death is not the death of the body. It is the death of our eternal soul. So, you know, like what we say all the time, Imam, Allah says not your wealth or your children, not necessarily meaning your family, but following them people. That's going to bring you closer to him in degree in Quran. He said it's only your faith and him and your good deeds. Now he constantly reiterate that over and over again, from Surah Al-Fatiha to An-Nas, first Surah to the last 114th Surah in the Quran. He constantly speak about the doers of good, and he's constantly say the believers got a surah dedicated to the son, and say the believers must eventually win through, no matter what you're going through. As long as you keep Allah first, as long as you fear to displease Allah, Allah said he is the protector of the believers. Allah said those who reject him, whether you're Muslim or not, you have no protection from evil. So that's the key right there, fear Allah. Allah says in that particular surah, the believers are those who what? Who believe in none, who fear Allah first and believe in unseen. Now, what do it mean? Quickly. Even though you don't see him, still fear to displease him. See, it's easy to do some more, and I can look at my own life. It's easy to do some more, like the imam said. Going wrong is like going pushing the ball downhill. All you got to do is push it. It'll roll down the hill by itself. But when you're going up the mountain, up the hill, you got to put some effort, Jim, and you got to. And if you get tired, you don't give up, but you're going to fall all the way down to the bottom. You just stop and get you some rest. Meaning that you stop, you meditate, you talk to Allah more, get more into your study, and then Allah will give you the strength to keep on going, because he said the believers must eventually win through. But you got to be doing something to win through, and he tell you what you got to do. Give in charity, you got to fast, you got to pray, and giving in charity is a big thing, because you don't have to have money, like the co-host said, to give in charity. The greatest charity Allah honors is not money. It's not even material things. The greatest charity Allah honors is giving love to your people without looking for anything back from them, just doing love, treating people good, and being loving towards each other for the pleasure of Allah. And Allah said, the believer, in my conclusion, our reward for serving Allah is not material things. No way. It's the good pleasure of Allah. Because when you are pleased, then that means that you don't want to do no wrong. But when Allah say this here, in my conclusion, hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. So, son, anytime your heart is troubled, you can only find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. Just remember Allah's attributes, like the imam said. I guarantee your heart going to come back to peace, and you're going to be all right. And you're going to know and trust Allah. Always know that Allah is with you if you're a true believer and you're trying to do right. But Allah said, don't think you're going to be left alone and you ain't going to be tested. Allah said, you know, he tests you, try you in order to reward you. So we can't expect Allah to move on our time. We have to wait on Allah. But as you wait, you have to work. It ain't like the imam said, sitting around waiting, expecting for something to just fall in your lap. And Allah blesses us without us even knowing. As long as you're doing good and obeying Allah, he lining up rewards for you. You don't even know nothing about. Allah said, for those who fear him, he will bless them from sources they never could imagine. And I can bear witness with that with the imam and other incidents that have happened to me. A check came in the mail the other day. The brother from my neighbor came up to me saying, yeah, the Waterville people, they had to pay us back because they took money from us back here. So now there are somebody in high government, they done made them pay us back. He said, go to the mailbox and get your check. I said, what? So, but look, the imam can tell you, I'm down here working. Am I a working imam? Am I out working, doing good? Or when you
Alhamdulillah.
So, Allah, right? So, I mean, you know, but you got to work to earn blessings, you know? Just like you say, you can't not work at the chicken place and you work at McDonald's, and then you're going to go across the streets and say, well, y'all need to pay us Chick-fil-A. I mean, we don't work 9 hours. And they say, you work 9 hours for McDonald's. You ain't working 9 hours for us. Go to McDonald's and get your money. You ain't getting nothing here. You ain't putting nothing. You getting out nothing. So that's all I want to say. Yeah.
Thank you. I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Brought to you every Sunday, 12:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want to also say that if there is anyone in our radio listening audience who would like to have give a comment and say something, push the number one button. The number one button. You should show up in the studio. Now, I understand they're generally going to let it on over five people.
in the studios. I was told, I remember when we first started out. However, sometimes they do allow more people to come into the studio at one time. But if there's anyone out in the radio audience who has something to say, like to make a comment, ask the question, you can see that I can some way push the number one button. I'm getting a little hoarse here. Push the number one button. You will show up in the studio. Be glad to have you on. Also, we did have another beautiful person who stayed for a long while on the air. But I guess they had to go, I can understand, because I have been on shows, too, where I wasn't able to stay for so long myself. But the point is that they did come, they did listen, and they credit they enjoyed themselves and received the information, the knowledge, and listen that they were coming for. So a spiritual message, rather, really, a spiritual wisdom. Because you can receive knowledge and listen, but it's not the right knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom of this world is really no wisdom. So now I want to again say, yes, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the Alpha Alpha Creator. And we want to thank our guests for joining us. We have about 5 minutes left, I believe. Today's discussion was, faith without work is dead. Prophet Muhammad said, work is worship. So this is what we've been discussing today. We pray that you've enjoyed our discussion for today. And now I will give you back to Imam Shahid Shabazz. We have about 4 minutes left, Imam Shabazz.
Okay. Well, I want to divide that between me and Imam Abdul Karim if he's not left the show yet. I just want to say in my conclusion to the listening audience, and please take this back to others, let them know that there's nothing new under the sun, that history repeats itself, and we just at a time in history that's always came in history where the people, when they forgot their creator who created them, they forgot their own soul. And your soul, people, is your life. All Malcolm X, a.k.a. Al-Haj Malik Shabazz, he's a true believer in Allah. He said in one of his lectures, he said, people, black people, don't let the white America take your soul. Say they can beat you, whip you, say, but don't let them take your soul and hold on to your soul, and they can't take that from you. They can whip you and beat you. They can even give you false knowledge. But if you keep your soul right with Allah, Allah will eventually repair you from all the damage that so-called white America still considers us black slaves in America, that they belong to her and she's their God. So, Imam, I'm going to let you close out with prayer. I just wanted to put that out there because white America, this is what it is. It's white America. People come here, most Muslims come here, and they look down upon African-Americans as being subhuman, like we, three-fifths of a human being, like the Jew and the Caucasian say we were, not just in slavery. They've been doing it for thousands of years. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. So I want to close, of course, with the surah that we were taught. You know, this was a surah that one of the Sahaba asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach me something great. And the Prophet said, before I leave the mosque, we're going to teach you one of the greatest surahs you ever want to know. And he taught him this surah, which is Fatiha, the mother of the Quran, the seven most repeated verses. And it goes as such, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which means in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praise and thanks are to Allah, the Lord of the world, Lord of all mankind, everything that exists. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, two names of Allah that we should all know, that He's the most gracious, the most merciful. He's especially gives, he's gracious to everybody, and he's especially merciful for those people who follow his way. Malik Yawmiddin, master and owner and the ruler of the day of judgment, the day of recompense that nobody can avoid. No one can avoid the day of judgment. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship. You alone we pray for each and everything that we need. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. Without, we don't know what the straight path is. You leave it to me, the straight path is going to be all the way down the street somewhere. You ask 50 people what they think the straight path is, you're going to have 50 different paths. Allah is the only one that can show us the straight path. The way of those, ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdalin, the way of those whom you have bestowed your grace, and not of those who have earned your anger or have earned your wrath. May Allah make us among those that He bestows His grace. Amen.
Amen.
Go
ahead, I want you to, I'm going to call you after this program. I have some important I need to share with you. So if you will answer the phone, I will call you after the show is over. And thank you, Brother Imam Abdul Kareem, for participating with us in this beautiful program. Thank you, my son, for coming on and expressing your love and desire to please Allah, even though you're weak. We all are weak. And without the help of Allah, we can't make it. Allah is our only hope in this world. He's our only refuge in this world. And Allah said, hold on to the rope that will not break. And meaning, hold on to Him, and He'll hold on to you, son. That's all I want to say. I mean.
I just want to invite you to join us again next Sunday same time. And your name is coming. One more way to bless my soul.
We've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.